A beautiful princess, the daughter of a widowed king, was being led deep into the woods. She suspected something was wrong, and yet she still chose to follow the huntsman farther away from the city. They walked for what seemed hours, with nothing around them except for the tall trees. They grew darker with every step they took. Does this story sound familiar? Let me keep going. Her father had married a spiteful woman, beautiful on the outside, but rotten on the inside. She had been distant with the princess and didn't care much for her. The poor princess had to deal with this on her own after her father, the king, died. But then things took an even more sinister turn. The queen wanted the princess murdered, so she hired a huntsman to take her deep into the woods and shoot her. As proof that the princess was dead, the huntsman was to rip out the heart of the princess and bring it back to her. This story is quite dark as it is, and if you weren't already familiar with it, you might consider it a horror tale already. When hearing about it like this, you might never think that Disney would make a story about this and turn it into a full-on animated film aimed at kids and younger audiences. And yet, a growing audience with little boys and girls begging to get their hands on the collection of toys, clothing, and costumes still exist. And this first tale is, of course, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. A story about a princess that gets rescued by a charming prince. But there's more to the origins of this and another story that we will look into. Here we'll dive deeper into the dark origins of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves and the popular tale of Rapunzel. My name is Edwin. Here is a dark memory. Snow White, the princess in her story, survived because a huntsman was unable to kill her, and instead took the heart of a pig over to the queen. Snow White was let go and eventually started living in the home of seven dwarves who worked and lived in the woods. She was happy, and she lived peacefully for a while until the queen figured out that the huntsman had lied to her and decided to kill the princess herself. The queen was smart. She had a plan. Snow White was met by a strange old woman in the forest, who offered her an apple. Unaware that the fruit was poisoned, Snow White took a bite and fell to the ground. And that strange old woman was the queen in disguise. And everyone thought that Snow White was dead. So the dwarves, angry at the queen, decided to avenge her death, and after a struggle, they caused her to fall to her own death. Still mourning the death of Snow White, dwarves built a glass coffin and had her there for days. But one of these days, a prince from a nearby kingdom heard the dwarves crying in the forest and found Snow White. He was so entranced by her beauty that he asked if he could kiss her. The princess wasn't dead, and a spell had been broken. With that kiss, the princess woke up and they lived happily ever after. It doesn't sound too much like a fairy tale even now, right? But we share it along with colorful animations, clumsy dwarves, and music. And then even a child would think of it as a happy story. But have you tried watching the movie now that you're older? It hits quite differently. If you set aside the fact that a man asked to kiss a dead woman, the story prior to Disney's version was also quite interesting. Originally, the German brothers Grimm published the story in a giant book full of famous fairy tales, simply serving as record keepers, modifying the original fairy tales in the process before publishing them. Here is what it was really like. A hunter was standing before the throne. Being presented with a task from the queen was an honor. There was no way he would reject the task from her, especially considering what the queen was capable of. "I want you to murder Snow White. Bring back her lungs and liver." The huntsman was shocked after hearing such a task, but he agreed and went home for the night to get everything ready. When he lured little Snow White into the woods, he discovered just how big the task was after witnessing the innocence of Snow White firsthand. And then he began to doubt if he would be able to do what he was assigned to do. The huntsman eventually lets her go and brings back the organs of a boar, packs them up, and takes them to the queen. The queen lets out an evil smile as she asks for the lungs and liver to be prepared for her that same evening. This was cause for a grand celebration dinner for herself. Eventually, the smart queen finds out the truth about the huntsman and discovers that Snow White is still alive. So she comes up with a series of plans to get rid of her for good this time. Her idea is simple. She meets with her and makes her try on a corset that was too tight. This squeezed her lungs enough that Snow White passes out. The queen then leaves her out to die. Thankfully, the dwarves of the forest find her and cut the laces off, allowing Snow White to breathe again. The queen was becoming angrier, so she comes up with another idea: to offer Snow White a poisonous comb. Of course, Snow White accepts and puts it on her hair. The comb then causes the little princess to pass out. And thankfully, once again, the dwarves find her and take the comb out of her hair. The queen then decides to come up with a surefire way to finally kill Snow White, which apparently worked. She offered a poisoned apple to the princess, and she takes a bite of it, and then faints. But when the dwarves arrive this time, Snow White did not appear to be breathing, and she was presumed dead. The dwarves then placed her in a glass coffin. And then a prince passes by the area and discovers the princess that they are mourning. The prince then insists on taking the coffin with her dead body back to his castle, despite not knowing anything about her. The dwarves, without having many other choices before a prince of another kingdom, agree. As they begin to lift up the coffin, one of them stumbles and violently shakes the coffin. Snow White's head shakes to the side and the bite of the apple dislodges from her throat. Then she wakes up. The 7-year-old and the prince get married, and the evil queen even attends the wedding, but still has to endure a tough punishment. They force her to wear burning hot iron shoes. She is to dance to her own death. Two theories are out there about who inspired the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. The first being about Margaretha von Waldeck, a 17-year-old young woman who lived in the German town of Waldeck during the 1500s. She left home due to issues with her stepmother and moved to Brussels, where she quickly gained the attention of the King of Spain, Philip II. They eventually married, but at the age of 21, she got sick and died. Some thought that she had been poisoned because even the idea of a king marrying a coal miner's daughter was unthinkable. The second theory is that of Maria Sophia Margareta Katerina. She also lived in a small town in Germany, named Lohr am Main. She was the daughter of Prince Philip Christoph von Erthal. She had been born in 1729. They lived comfortably, obviously, and the prince even owned a mirror factory. Mirrors play a role in the Disney version of Snow White. Aside from the poor relationship with her stepmother, there's not much else that links them together. Still, if you search for long enough, you'll start to find similarities between the two. There's no real way to separate truth from fiction. reality can be that way sometimes, right? There's another tale that was retold by Disney, and that is about a child being abducted by a witch, taken from a young couple. The child is then locked away in a tower so that the rest of the world can never find her, and the tower being tall enough so that she can never escape. Not alive, at least. One day, a prince hears a beautiful song coming from Rapunzel's tower, and she lets down her long golden hair, which the prince uses to climb to the top. The two have secret meetings and fall in love. Soon, she grows impatient and becomes tired of being hostage to the lonely stone tower, and they plan to escape together. But when the witch discovers their plan, she cuts the hair off Rapunzel. She tricks the prince into climbing the tower where she tries to kill him, but she fails, and after a struggle, she falls off the window to her death. Then, of course, they live happily ever after. But do you want to know what really happened? A young woman touches her pregnant belly one evening after telling her husband about her biggest craving, a plant known as Rapunzel. Now, this wouldn't be such a big deal, except that the plant is growing in the garden of the witch that lives next door, a woman named Dame Gothel. Her husband breaks into the garden and steals enough for a single salad for his wife, which she happily makes into a salad and eats it. But then, he hears her wife ask for more of it. He breaks in a second time. This time, the evil witch catches him. She threatens to get rid of him. The man begs for mercy until finally the witch strikes a deal with the man. She will let him leave if he gives her their firstborn. He agrees. The witch then takes the child and names her after the plant. She raised her herself and watched her become a beautiful girl with long golden hair. But once the girl turns 12, the witch locks her up in the tower. Whenever the witch visited her, she called out from the ground, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair, so that I may climb the golden stair." Rapunzel will then drape her hair down by a hook that she had by her window, and the witch would climb up. This was observed by the prince, who had already heard Rapunzel singing and wanted to figure out a way to reach her. When he finally figures out how, he climbs up, meets her, and asks to marry her. She agrees. That's when they plan to escape, and the prince brings pieces of silk every time he visits, so that she can make a ladder to escape. But the witch figures this out, and she becomes enraged after finding out that Rapunzel's dress is fitting tighter, giving away the fact that Rapunzel was pregnant. She punishes Rapunzel by throwing her into the wilderness to fend for herself, and cuts off her hair. The prince did not know about this and goes to the tower, where he sees the golden hair ready for him to climb up. However, at the top was the witch. She pushes him out the window and he falls into a horn bush, which makes him blind. The prince would now have an even slimmer chance to ever find Rapunzel. But one day, he hears a distant song that Rapunzel used to sing and he follows it. He finds her again and also finds out that she had given birth to twins, a boy and a girl. During the meeting, the tears of joy cure the prince of his blindness. They were able to see each other again. They went back to his kingdom together. And the witch, after accidentally letting go of her hair once the prince got pushed out the window, was left stranded in the tower forever, to die. The story of Rapunzel may have an origin from an Italian woman named Barbara, whose father did not want men to be near her until she was married, she was locked away in a tower. Her father kept arranging marriages for her, but she kept denying them. Her reason was that she had converted to Christianity, and the men she was being introduced to were pagan. When her father found this out, he was angry and tried to kill her. Her prayers, however, were so powerful that they opened up a wall in the tower and she was able to escape. This is a story of St. Barbara, by the way, which sadly took a turn for the worse soon after her escape. Her father eventually caught up to her and had her beheaded. Fairy tales like these, just like legends, have some dark origins. And if you're a fan of historic tales, you might quickly understand that the way we value life nowadays is much different than back then, where death was a common punishment. The young women in the original fairy tales are much younger than we'd expect, and some of the customs and habits of the characters in these tales are quite strange. Still, this makes some of us wonder if the other tales that we've heard also have such dark beginnings. And in reality, I have to tell you that some of them do. If you'd like to hear more about them, please do let me know and I'll be happy to release more of these stories. What is fact and what is fiction? Do you ever wonder if some of the happy stories that you share with friends and family about dragons, princesses, love, and royalty aren't actually happy, but rather stem from our evil nature and ability to plot another person's death? And some of these stories that children listen to or watch today are actually based on tales of murder and darkness. Dark Memory is produced by me, Edwin Covarrubias, with research by Madeline Guerra. For more information, visit adarkmemory.com and be sure to click follow on your podcast player. Relevant links to contact me or to find out more will be in the description of this episode. Until next time, thank you very much for listening.